So a lot of people want to create content, but they don't know how. They don't know how to go about it. So they spend all day just consuming content which has been created by other people. But when they go through that content, they do realize that it could be better, that they could probably do it better. But the problem is they don't know how to start. So this audio or this podcast, which is going to be turned into a video, this recording is trying to help you on how you can come up with content. Okay, what you can write about, what the content is about is another story, but just how you can do it, the tools which are there now, which you can use. So let's start off with video. Now, you can shoot videos, you can shoot short-form videos, you can shoot long-form videos, depending on what you want to talk about and how long you think it's going to be. So let's start off with the short-form. So with the short-form, you can use social media platforms, and it's important now to realize that social media platforms have actually improved, and they have become something that you can quickly use, okay, without too much hassle, without the need to get too much equipment. So for example, to go on Snapchat or on Instagram or on Facebook, you can just go on Facebook, even YouTube itself now. You can just pick up your phone and start recording a video. And that video, you can either live stream it or you can record it first and then you can post it on the social network. So it's become so easy. You don't need that much equipment. All you need is your mobile device and you're good to go. So that's the first thing I would start with. If you're not shy of making videos, if you're not shy of showing your face, if you can speak in front of a microphone or a video camera, if you can do that, then you could quickly start. You can start as soon as you have access to your mobile device, you can just start recording. Okay, so that's number one. The second thing you need to realize, and by the way, social media or the internet itself, okay, has become the place where live streaming can now take place. So it's improved to the extent that now we can live stream. So this is the current state of the internet. So that's why I'm talking about video to start with. Okay, although it's most difficult for most people would rather just record like I'm doing now or just write. Okay, we see a lot more writing, but what we've realized is that there's a lot more attention towards video and audio than towards writing. In fact, there's a lot more attention towards video than even audio itself. Okay, so let's move on to audio. So audio means that you can do a podcast like I'm doing now, or you can just extract the audio from a video which you've made. So if I make a video, I can just use some software to extract the audio and then post that audio on platforms that accept audio, like this platform, for example, anchor.fm. This will take the audio. Or I can post on platforms like SoundCloud or DSound. DSound is on the blockchain and SoundCloud is on the internet. So I can post on these platforms and on iTunes as well. I can post on that, or Google Play, any of these platforms where you can post video, any of the podcasting platforms, and there are so many of them, okay, you can post on that. So you can take the audio and then you can extract, or you can just extract the audio from the video which you've made, okay? So if you can do that, then you can also use that audio for your audio experience. Then the last thing, and this is the thing that most people like to do, they like to write. But supposing you can write, like I can write. In fact, I could write 1,000 words a day on a regular basis without a problem. Okay? But the problem is that if you can do video and you can do audio, you find that it's easier to do audio, first of all, than to do video or to do writing. But you realize that audio is becoming easier to do because of the platforms, which, like Facebook, for example, you can simply live stream. You can simply live stream on Facebook or on Instagram. So the platforms have now made it very easy to do video. And you can just take that video and extract the audio. Then you can take the audio and extract the words, okay, through a process called transcription. So you can transcribe the audio into a blog post, okay? So if you want to do all three, you could just do video, okay? You could just specialize in video. Then you can take the audio from the video and you can make podcasts. Then you can take the podcast, the sound, the audio from the podcast, and you can run it through a transcription software, transcribe it, and there you have a blog post. Okay, so just wanted to help people to realize that it's easier than ever. Okay, to start writing, to start doing audio, and to start doing video. And as for my case, okay, I want to focus on video because I know that with video, I can do the other two. Okay, now, so at the moment, it's easier for me to just do video and some audio. Okay, and when the team grows, when I start to work with other people, then I can do the transcription. In fact, you could simply pay someone to transcribe it. Okay, so thank you for listening and watching. If you're going to be watching this on YouTube, I think that's it for now. If you've got any questions, just please do ask in the comment section.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.